Project 24 podcast. Man, welcome. 2024.
And we're already hitting the end of March, which time is just flying. I mean, I don't really believe in time anyways. And I always said, if you are really enjoying the moment, the present, you know, time just seems to really go. If you're really not enjoying it, man, doesn't it seem to drag like those long days at work? Because you know you don't even want to work there anyways. But I don't experience that anymore. I think once we start changing our mindset, getting control of our mind, using it as a tool versus it controlling us, I think that's where the change really, really matters. You know, I was speaking the other day and we talk about the power of our words. You know, Neville Goddard, great, great 20th century mystic, read many of his books, and I'm going to go over little key points of one, and I'll put the book out there, which is Out of This World by him. There's so many books out there by him. And if you haven't heard of Neville Goddard, I will say really look him up. You can find, you know, speakings on YouTube. You can find his books on Amazon, any local bookstores. It's just really powerful, powerful things you can utilize to really manifest what you want out of this life experience. So the power of words, it's like what we speak to, one up to. Friend came up to me at the gym tonight and hey, how you doing? You know, and I looked at him and said the same thing. Haven't seen you in a little bit. Well, I'm trying. And I'm like, we use words like we're trying. How was your weekend? I'm okay. How you doing? I'm all right. That is defining the scale of where the quality of your life is. QOL, quality of life. And trying to experience the best thing, best possible experience within this lifetime, you know? So I touched a little bit the other day on Law of Assumption. It's one of Neville Goddard's creations he kind of did and put into great practices and words. And it coincides with the Law of Attraction. Everybody knows. It's like even when people go through certain things and they really start relying on the Law of Attraction, you know, positive mindset. Let's start doing some dream boards and the ask, believe, receive. And big shout out to Rhonda Byrne, because I read all of her books when it came to The Secret, The Magic, all of it. And it focuses a lot on Law of Attraction, and also the latest one, The Greatest Secret, which I think is one of the best books of all time for me. It really explains who we are as awareness and consciousness. So I think when you take those practices and concepts and you mix in some Neville Goddard in there and a book Out of This World, I think it's really important because, you know, even when you think of your future, where you're going, what you're wanting to bring in, and he said in the book where it's basically determined by your attitude, not as much as your actions. You have to see every action, okay, has a driving force behind it, a thought, a desire, you know, and what that thought and desire is going to determine on what that attitude is, which is going to then flow into action. You know, if you could begin to kind of look at yourself in a different light, look at yourself as a powerful creator, not just happenstance and circumstance, that everything is designed by you, not by coincidence or luck, okay? And when you start changing that within your consciousness, become aware, self-awareness, mental awareness, there's not a lot of focus on that. You know, if somebody comes up to you, I'll give you an example. Even if you work out, even if you don't, but if somebody says, hey, what's your diet? Hey, man, you look great. You know, what do you work out? That is a fraction of how a person is developed. That is a fraction of what you create, because it's not the food you put in your mouth and what kind of weight you lift that designs the person you are. It's 25% physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. That's the completeness. A lot of people just focus on that 25%, and that 25% is what? Physical, logical. That's it. So if you can start changing your subconscious beliefs, which then will flow into your consciousness, there is limited outcomes that will manifest around you. You know, you really have to begin deliberately focusing on the things you cannot see and not just the things you physically see based on the five senses. You have to feel inside, within your spirit, within connection to the universe, God, creation, whatever you want to label it or believe. And you need to start focusing on the things you desire. Because I'm telling you, desire is what's going to drive you behind all your actions. And if you really think about it, if you start really, really, you know, feeling the feelings of having something already, having that relationship, having that new job, having that whatever it is you desire, once you start putting yourself in that state, an imaginative state, and take time throughout the days to focus on it, it's going to manifest. That's universal law. It's going to manifest around you in physical form. And that always begins. You want to change your present moment. You want to change your future outcomes. That's always, always going to begin by breaking old habits, breaking conditions. Because if you're sitting there, you know, Einstein, you know, doing the same thing, operating from the same belief system, but wanting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. It's never going to happen for you. You're going to manifest something in a different form with the similar qualities. I'm telling you that. And once you start practicing and creating the ability to see things that aren't physically there, but you see them appear, sure, you can do your dream boards, but you also have to add in the feeling of having it, okay? There is nothing you cannot create. It will totally alter your present moment and your future. And that all takes place, again, within, not without. And all those outcomes will manifest to you. Because I always say people wake up one or two ways. Either they're surviving or they're creating. If they're surviving, they're consuming, they're competing, they're stacking money, stacking real estate, stacking physical possessions that in the end really mean nothing. Or they wake up creating. Creating what? Something of use. Where does that creation come from? Your thoughts, your imagination. Highest faculties, imagination, creativity, and expression. So if we can change the focus of our outer world within, man, you're limitless. Most people live in a three-dimension, okay? Three-dimension, what do I mean? The physical world, what you see, what your five senses can see. Start graduating to a four-dimension and a five-dimension. What you can't see, having that belief. Having that faith, concentrating on growing spiritually through meditation, through some breath work, through affirmations, through gratitude, through exercising the mind so you can actually get control of it. Because I'm telling you, when you operate in a world where all you're driving by is your five senses, that's what blinds people. Because they can't imagine something different. Man, I can't see myself this. I can't. That's blinding you because you're living only by your five senses. So start focusing your attention on the things you can't see, which is the things you desire. You know, you start practicing that, you start developing the feeling of having those things, and it's inevitable the universe is going to give it to you. So you want to live and concentrate on a desired state, things of service to you, things that are going to push you to your purpose, things that are going to enlighten you, bring joy, bring fulfillment, you know? And when you start doing that, it's awesome because you start withdrawing attention to the things that don't serve you. Because right now you're just operating in a state that serves you, what you want, what you desire, how you want to serve, you know? And to do that, it does take meditation. You have to kind of like freeze the physical body. Be in a meditative state. Don't have outside distractions, TV, news, friends, phone calls, text, social media. You know, make sure you set time in that day. Don't tell me you don't have time. We all have the time. Set time in that day to make those things happen. Okay. And that's kind of where it goes into what I was speaking to was your law of assumption, right? We always say, you know, to assume it makes an ass out of you and me, but not in this case. And this is what I mean, okay? If you want and desire something and you want to gain the feeling of having it, you have to assume it already sits in the garage. You have to assume it's already right in front of you. You have to operate like, you know, you're walking through your current job in your future job, you know? And you have to change that within a 4D state or a five-dimensional state where you have that faith, you have that belief, you have that imagination, you have that creativity, you know? And again, it goes back to focusing on that desire, not what you don't want. You could ask somebody what they're looking for in a car, they're going to tell you the cars they don't want. You could ask somebody what they're looking for in a relationship, they're going to tell you what girlfriend and boyfriend and qualities and characteristics they don't want. I don't want this guy doing, I don't want that girl, I don't want that one, I don't want this. People are not speaking to what they want because they're so conditioned that way. It is not a competitive state. There is enough resources out in this world for everybody. There's no stockpiling money because we're going to run out. They're printing the shit every day. It's not running out. But the biggest challenge that people have is they don't identify what they want. They don't know. They never took the time because basically all their beliefs and what they want were handed to them from somebody outside. And the small percentage out there that are really achieving, really succeeding, really feeling fulfillment, joy, peace, happiness, love, they go by their own rhythm. They created their own beliefs. They challenged some beliefs. They sat down with themselves and really started doing what they desire and want, not people please, not what my parents want, not what my parents think I should work or should become, and following all these traditions. I'm telling you, if you start challenging yourself in that way, you will really change everything, your relationship with the world, relationship with the people around you, and start imagining and expressing that. You know, power of words is really powerful, right? Because what we speak is what comes to us. If I'm going to tell you how stressed and tired and anxious I am, I'm not just going to wake up like an accident all happy. We create, and that starts with thoughts. Thoughts are thoughts, man. Don't let them run you. Let them pass, just like a commercial on TV if you watch TV. But only start feeding yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally what serves you. Don't label your thoughts. Dig into them a little bit. You know, too many people float on the surface. They float on the surface. Go underneath. Find out what those things are. Find out what's really driving you. And if you don't know the answer, it's probably because it was handed to you. So start operating in the way that serves you, not what your friends want, not what your parents want. Guys, we're going to have another episode this week and going to co-produce one with a close friend of mine. Guy's like a brother to me. Really focusing on challenges and practices like this, challenging your beliefs, really spending that time with yourself, making time throughout the day. Who has two kids along with a wife, so